Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
But I remember a few of my first observations was, and we heard people talk about, well, if you're a great left tackle, you should be able to move over to the other side. And the context of coming out of a right-handed stance as opposed to a left-handed stance, those steps, the body position, all of that is completely different. But there, I did make some observations early last year, very similar to what you made, that I thought Penei Sewell, for as good of an athlete that he was reported to have been, was on the ground too much. There were too many times where he was out of balance. Now, you fast forward to this year, and I'm watching the film from yesterday's practice, and I'm watching a guy that has great body angle in regards to all the way from his ankles to his knees to his hips to his shoulders. It just looks like he was built to play the game of football. When he walks around, he's walking around with great balance. When he comes out of his stance, whether it's a two or a three-point stance, I see great balance. I see the ability to change directions, and it's smooth. It's not herky-jerky, the use of his hands. It's so much better this year because, one, he's much more comfortable in the system. He's much more comfortable in his surroundings. He's a year older, a year more developed. I also believe that same thing will hold true for Aiden Hutchinson when we talk about, hey, he's on the ground too much. This is day two of pads. I don't think that we're going to continue to see him laying on the ground as much as we have in these first 2 days. Some of that can also be, hey, he's an effort guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of what his selling point to Dan Campbell, to this organization, why he was drafted number two overall, is that he's an effort guy. It's an effort in the meetings. It's an effort in the training room. But when you're on the field, it's an effort thing. And he's got to learn that, yeah, effort is what's going to make a lot of plays, but that effort can also get you in some trouble. It's not always, you know, work harder. It's sometimes it's simply work smarter.
Yeah, and that obviously a lot of that comes with experience, right? Yeah. When you see it, repetition after repetition after repetition, you stop kind of biting on some of those play fakes, right? You start to read stances, you read keys, whatever it is, alignment from the offense, alignment tight end. That all comes with time. I don't expect him to come out on day two and, you know all of that, because it's just, look, you got to go through it. You got to experience, right? And you got to learn from those experiences. But the other thing too, like Penei Sewell last year, I remember, you know, he got tested Week one, right?
Yeah.
Nick Bosa, San Francisco, one of the best edge rushers out there. And we're all watching, and we're kind of breaking down. And, you know, the footwork was a little sloppy. The hand placement was a little sloppy, right? But a lot of this for the young players.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And you just kind of mentioned Penei Sewell and Aiden Hutchinson, put them in the same boat. These are guys that absolutely dominated in college, right? Yep. They didn't probably have to be as technically sound in college because they were bigger than everybody. They were faster than everybody. They were stronger than everybody. They could just run people over. You learn in the NFL. Now, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but every rookie goes through it. You can't get away with that anymore, right? You're not – Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker aren't guys that you're just going to – put your head in their chest and run them over. So it all comes with experience. It all comes with developing, right? And that's what one thing with that we saw so far from Penei Sewell last year. You talked about some of the technique stuff and some of the, you know, whatever, the body angles, how much they've improved. Aiden Hutchinson is going to be that guy. He's going to continue to improve as well, because there's going to come a time where it clicks to say, I can't do what I did at Michigan anymore. These guys are just too damn good. I've got to change something up. And he's, you know, like you said, he's that effort type of guy. He's that confident guy that he's going to do that. He's going to get there. We just don't, look, he could come out tomorrow and all of a sudden it could snap and be totally better. It could wait, you know, maybe week one. He could flip a switch. You never know what it's going to happen, but these players definitely learn at an early stage of their career that, you know, this is the NFL. It's a totally different ballgame.
And that's the frustrating thing about rookies is no matter where you're drafted, no matter your potential, no matter your skill set, a lot of times rookies have that up and down season, and it happens in practice. And that's where you've got to learn to be consistent at practice. That consistency in practice will translate to consistency in games. But the thing about rookies is, and I remember my rookie season, I would have a game where I thought, man, you know what? I've got it figured out. And then all of a sudden, next week, because it's a different opponent, it's a different scheme, it's a different setting, everything is different. All of a sudden, it's like, God, do I even belong in the NFL? Because and that's the frustrating thing about being a competitor and trying to continue to improve. But, you know, we got some injury updates that we want to get to in just a minute.